I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hey there, you original owls. We're back with the 11th installment of Creative Catalogs.
If you're new here, welcome. These mini episodes are our opportunity to share the creative stuff that we can't stop talking about. Here's what the Creative Guts team is into lately.
All right. There is an artist I am swooning over named Camille Javal. Her website classifies Camille as a multidisciplinary artist, designer, and chameleon originally from Australia, currently based in New York City. She is most known for creating abstract paintings you can step into and fine art murals in residential and public spaces. Okay, the first image I saw of her work was this. Imagine an exterior brick wall that was painted with large blocks of colors like pink, coral, fuchsia, sky blue, and then sporadic individual bricks are painted with individual pops of color, sometimes from another color on the same wall, and sometimes a random color like a fierce gold. I immediately sent it to Sarah because it knocked my socks off. Her work is often abstract shapes and strokes of bright, vibrant colors that are calming and dreamy. Camille's work spans murals, paintings, designs for product packaging, photography, jewelry, and cake decorating. Truly an interdisciplinary artist. Also noted on her site, through slowly finding her own creative voice, Camille is excited to help other women also find theirs. After personally experiencing healing through her artistic practice, she champions healing through the arts and addresses community and social needs with creative means. Such a wonderful way to use your creativity. Find out all about her work at CamilleJaval.com and go follow her at CamilleJaval on Instagram for deliciously luscious colors. And second on my list today is Men I Trust, a dream pop band from Canada. Founded in 2014, Men I Trust is a trio composed of Jesse, Dragos, and Emma. Their song titled Lauren has a bassline that rivals Daft Punk, and the lead singer's voice is sultry and unique. It might be my favorite so far, but it's awfully hard to pick because they're all friggin' amazing. Though classified as dream pop on their site, they certainly have threads of electric disco mixed in throughout, so it's very pleasing to hear. All their songs are insanely catchy yet relaxing, which is a pretty tough line to walk, I think. I will be posting one or two of their songs on Facebook, and you should go down the rabbit hole of YouTube and, like, listen to all their stuff. They are on Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and their site is menitrust.tumblr.com. It's a very interesting site that I don't know if I can quite do it justice as far as how it is composed. So I would recommend you go and experience it for yourself. Those are my recommendations of the awesomeness I'm consuming right now for you folks. Let's hear what Sarah's got on her mind.
If you've been following along with my personal creative journey over the past few months, you won't be surprised that I have about a million things to share with you related to cross-stitch and other embroidery. I'm following dozens of stitchers on Instagram now, and I'd love to tell you about all of them, but I've decided I'm going to sprinkle this stuff in slowly. But I am going to kick off my share today by telling you about Stitch People. It is a do-it-yourself book, a comprehensive guide to designing and stitching characters. It is a book of hundreds of patterns that you can mix and match to make portraits. For those of you who aren't stitchers, there's two basic ways to monetize stitching. Some people sell finished artworks, but most actually sell patterns. And Stitch People, like I said, contains hundreds of patterns. So the stitch part of Stitch People is awesome, and I'm currently working on a family portrait, including the bunny. In case you were wondering, there are bunny patterns in this book.
Shocking.
But I'm also intrigued by the concept, and Laura and I, as you know, often ask artists about their experiences monetizing their art. So it's obviously something that we're intrigued by, and this is definitely the coolest example I've seen of a stitcher monetizing their stitching. So I have the second edition of Stitch People, but the first was self-published in 2014 and sold over 12,000 copies. So you could say that this is a little popular. Stitch People is on Facebook and Instagram, so go check out an example of a Stitch People portrait. And if you want to buy the book or find some of the free patterns they have available on the website, you can find it online at stitchpeople.com. For my second share today, I also want to tell y'all about my new favorite NHPR podcast, Stranglehold. Stranglehold is about a small state, New Hampshire, that got its hands around the first in the nation primary and won't let go. I started listening, coincidentally, on primary day and was surprised to find that the podcast isn't about the 2020 presidential race. It's not about the candidates. It's about the primary itself. How New Hampshire got it, how we've kept it, and the ramifications of our stranglehold on being first in the nation. I don't want to tell you that much about it because I don't want to spoil anything, but as you probably know, NHPR is awesome at telling an incredible story no matter the topic, and this is no exception. So go check out Stranglehold at strangleholdpodcast.com and wherever you listen to podcasts. And since I'm in a creative, safe space, I'll also share that one of my favorite parts about the podcast is the credits at the end of every episode, where they thank all the people who were involved, and it's like half of the people who work at NHPR, and it makes me picture like them all sitting around a table working together all collaboratively and like, you know, very kumbaya, and it makes me incredibly happy.
That's adorable.
It also makes me want to have them all on the podcast, particularly Jason Moon, who made a lot of the music for it and is also responsible for the Bear Brook podcast, and Sarah Plord, who is the digital person who made their graphic. That's also amazing. So if any of you are listening, like, let's get you on the podcast.
Come talk to us.
That's all I have for today. So that's a wrap on today's installment of Creative Catalogs. We hope you found a new something-something that you love. Head on over to creativegutspodcast.com for links to all the great stuff we mentioned on today's episode and all of our past creative catalogs.
And we want to hear about your favorites too. Let's have a conversation here. Head on over to our Facebook page, Creative Guts Podcast, and share with us what is on your creative radar. Nay, not just Facebook. Go to our new Instagram page and let us know there as well. We really want to hear. We want to consume as much awesomeness out there that there is.
And as always, special thank you to our friend Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the use of the background music.
Thanks so much for listening. And on that note,
show us your creative guts.
Damn it, that would have been so funny.
I was Googling synonyms for bravery, and then with those words, I was corresponding it to like animal names that start with that letter, and it was getting ugly. I almost went with heroic hens.
What about heroic horses? Remember, you vetoed that.
And heroic horses.
Horses are so majestic. They can be heroic, too, especially when they're in war.
We could do, like, synonyms for, like, beautiful, and then it would be a little bit less.
Or creative. Like,
or creative.
Or, like,
or creative.
Like,
artistic.
Genius gerbils.
You just come up with the most unflattering animals.
Gerbils are adorable. Man, there's some prejudice here. And horses are very flat. That was like every girl's favorite animal as a kid. It was
most common. I wanted a horse.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And go find her on @Jameel. Find out all about her at Camille Javal.
Camille Javal.
Jameel.
Jameel.
Okay.
Here's a listen of a song I particularly enjoy.
Take that back. I do not enjoy that.
What about Finding It Alone?
Shh. Okay, I'm sorry. I love to point out your errors because you point out mine all the time.
Yeah, I don't have errors. That was on purpose.
Oh, weird. There was a gust of wind that just came through.
What is with the wind theme today?
I know. Because we're full of hot air.
Oh,
I turn it down so if I accidentally hit it, but then I never can rely on it.